meets me back in Manitoba many moons ago.
Once again, we welcome Gordon Goldsboro from the Manitoba Historical Society. And I understand, Gordon, you're in the field quite literally.
Yeah, good morning, Jim. Yeah, I'm out at the village of Homefield in southwestern Manitoba. I'm getting a tour this morning of the Harrison Flour Mill, which is believed to be the oldest surviving flour mill in Western Canada. It was built between 1896 and 1898. It's in remarkably good condition, and in fact, it potentially could even be used again to make flour.
Wow, and will we be hearing about that in a later Abandoned Manitoba?
Oh, I imagine I'll tell you a little bit more about it in a future episode. Sure thing.
Okay, so now I understand, Gordon, that before we get started here, there's some news you'd like to share with us.
Yes, indeed. So just the other day, there was a ceremony at Government House where three very worthy recipients of the Lieutenant Governor's History Awards were presented. They were Susan Algie of Winnipeg, James Kostichuk of Portage-la-Prairie, and Gilles Lesage of Winnipeg. If any of our listeners are interested in knowing a few details about the work for which they were recognized, they can find it on the Manitoba Historical Society's website.
Oh, great. That's something that our listeners can check out. So, okay, now, can you remind us of the clue from last week?
Well, my grandmother always used to say that if everyone gardened, there would be no hunger in the world. So this week, we're talking about an abandoned facility that is connected to the practice of gardening, and specifically on the history of market gardening.
So now market gardening is where someone gardens for profit, isn't that right?
Exactly. It's essentially the practice of growing vegetables, fruit, and other produce to be sold.
And so when was the first market garden established in Manitoba?
Well, we don't have good records on this, as it's hard to know for sure. Some of the early Europeans in Manitoba had gardens at fur trade posts, but whether the products of those gardens were intended for sale or for just the subsistence of the fur traders, it's difficult to say. The first clearly identifiable market gardens were operating as early as the 1870s, and through the 1880s and the 1890s, more of them were established. What's interesting, I think, is that these market gardens were established disproportionately by Dutch immigrants. Later, Ukrainians and Poles became active in the industry, and so it was quite a sort of multi-ethnic industry.
And where were these market gardens?
Up to the late 1930s, an estimated 90% of all the market gardens in Manitoba were arranged around Winnipeg, usually along the Red or the Assiniboine Rivers, and I suppose that was because of the necessity to be close to a reliable supply of water, of course, to water the crops. Now, today, market gardening is still concentrated in this region, but over time, some of the crops have been moved to other areas, places like Portage-la-Prairie, Carmen, Carberry, places like that.
And so what kind of market crops did they grow in the early days?
Oh, the list is very long. I would say the most common market crops in those days were root vegetables, things that grew in the ground, and I guess the idea was that they would store well in the winter. So things like potatoes, turnips, carrots, parsnips, beets, you know, that kind of thing. But there were many others, and I think there were also perishable items, things like cauliflower, cucumbers, rhubarb, pumpkins, tomatoes, really a wide selection of fruits and vegetables.
So how did the gardeners sell their crops?
Well, one means was to sell them to grocers for resale in neighborhood stores. But on the other hand, consumers who were seeking the freshest possible produce would go to farmers' markets. And of course, this practice, which we still enjoy today, it has roots going back well over a century. In 1913, the Winnipeg City Council decided to build a market building behind the City Hall, and in an area that had functioned as a public market since the 1870s. That building opened in May of 1914, and although the building itself is gone today, the area is still quite commemorated because of the name. It's called the Old Market Square, because it was a market.
Hmm.
There was also one in the North End. It was called the North End Farmers Market. It began in 1931, and it continued through much of the mid-20th century. Today, a lot of the produce sold in the province is handled by something called the Manitoba Vegetable Producers Marketing Board, and that's an interesting story in itself.
What's that story?
Well, during the Great Depression of the 1930s, several of the larger market gardeners formed cooperatives, you know, where they'd work together for mutual benefit. An example was something called the Manitoba Vegetable and Potato Growers Co-op Association. It was formed in 1931 by a group of 36 market gardeners, and in fact, 70% of them were of Dutch ancestry. A few years later, 1942, something called the Manitoba Truck Farmers Cooperative Association was formed. And then in 1946, that organization merged with another one called Manitoba Associated Growers, and they formed something called the Winnipeg Gardeners Cooperative. And this new entity developed an advertising slogan that I suspect our listeners will recognize. It was called Peak of the Market. Well, after a few more mergers, 1972, the co-op turned into something called the Manitoba Vegetable Producers Marketing Board, very sort of bureaucratic sounding. Well, that board still exists today, but you would never know it, because if you visit its website, it's referred to consistently as Peak of the Market. In other words, that advertising slogan has essentially become the name of the organization that markets produce here in Manitoba.
Oh, very, very interesting. So where does the abandonment come into the story?
Well, I've driven numerous times along the perimeter highway on the south side of Winnipeg, and I noticed what appears to be an overgrown market garden store slightly east of St. Anne's Road. Well, I did some research and found that the store had been established by members of the Sumka family, the patriarch of whom was a fellow named Steve Sumka. He came to Canada from Ukraine in 1905, and initially he lived in the Interlake until 1926, when he began market gardening in Winnipeg. He was one of the founders of that North End farmers market that I mentioned, the one in the 1930s. He carried on through the 1940s, 50s. He finally retired from business in 1969, but the business carried on in his family. His children carried it on, and it appears that facility on the south perimeter was opened in 1980 by one of Steve Sumka's sons, a fellow named Albert Sumka.
So what kind of products did this business sell?
Well, I found advertisements in newspapers from the 1980s that mentions potatoes, onions, cabbages, carrots, beets, turnips, cauliflower, broccoli, peppers, beans, tomatoes, a really wide array of things. But they also sold processed things. For example, had dill pickles and sauerkraut. You know, they'd taken some of the produce and turned it into another product.
And so where does that abandonment story come in?
Well, so when Albert Sumka died in 2017, his obituary states that the store closed in 2012 when he retired from business. And that looks about right, because the degree of weed growth that I found around that abandoned building seems consistent with maybe about 10 years of neglect. You know, there were trees that were over 3 meters tall growing through the cracks in the pavement of the parking lot. There was a greenhouse on the side of the store that was likewise filled with tall shrubs that had been growing for quite some time. There were 2 trucks in the parking lot that looked like they'd been sitting there for years, and one of them was bearing a license plate from the early 1970s. And then there were 2 large for sale signs on the fence around the site. So I checked the website of the realty company. I found that the 62-acre site is described as, and this is a direct quote, primed for development. In other words, they're anticipating that it'll be sold and probably redeveloped for some other purpose. And the asking price is $3.6 million. So I take that to mean that the prospects of this market garden store ever operating again seem rather slim.
So I realize that there's a business in northeastern Winnipeg called Sumka Brothers Greenhouse. I'm not sure if the family still owns it, but at least the name continues on.
It does, yes, and it is owned by the Sumka family. Ah. So yes, they've had a long-standing involvement with market gardening. That seems to be the case. There's lots of families around Manitoba that have had multi-generational connections to market gardening. It seems to get in your blood, and you just carry on from one generation to the next.
Well, thanks for this.
You're welcome, Jim. And I thought maybe while we're talking on the history of gardening in Manitoba, I should also mention a new feature on the Manitoba Historical Society website. We have collaborated with the publishers of something called The Prairie Garden. That's a nonprofit annual journal that is devoted to prairie agriculture. And what we've done is we've made a whole collection of text searchable copies of every issue of The Prairie Garden from 1937 to 1980, available on our website. You know, this wonderful collection contains an absolute wealth of information that has not previously been available anywhere. So if listeners would like to check out that historical collection of the Prairie Garden, they can go to the website. The address is mhs.ca/prairiegarden. It's wonderful. You should definitely have a look.
Yeah, I'll have to take a look. So thanks for that, Gordon.
You're welcome.
So tell me, what's up for next week?
Next week, we're going to answer the question, who are George Baroni and Alpine Archie, and how do they relate of our theme of Manitoba abandonment?
Well, talk to you then.
See you then. Bye-bye for now.
No matter where I go, every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago.